Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches B'chayros, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Vav, Mishnah Zayin, and today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Aser Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zecher to find Yosef Kagon B'Karuv Mamesh. And we're discussing Pidyon Petach Hamar, which, as we know already, is when we have a firstborn male donkey. We have to be paid it. We have to redeem it with a sheep, and the sheep is given to the kain. So you have a little bit of troubleshooting. Hamafresh Pidyon Petach Hamar Vames. He separated the Pidyon Petach Hamar. He designated his sheep that's supposed to be used for the pidyon, but before he gave it over to the kain, it died. What's done? So Blazer and Blazer says Chayavim B'Achriusai. He's responsible for it. Like the five slime of a son, we're going to learn about this later on in the Masechta, that when we have a firstborn male child, we have to do a pidyon haben, we have to redeem him from the kain with five slime. And just like over there, if let's say in the process of the father handing over the five slime to the kain, he gets knocked over and the money gets lost, he has to come up with another five slime because it didn't actually reach the kain. It's the same thing over here with the pidyon petach hamar. The sen never got to the kain, he has to provide a new one. Whereas the chamar and the chamar say, in chayim b'chriusay, he's not responsible for it. Kepidyon ma'aser sheni, it's like redeeming ma'aser sheni. When a person is Maaser Sheni, which we know has to be eaten in Yerushalayim. If a person is not able to bring it up, or by the time he brings it up, it's going to get all moldy and rotten, so he could be paid, he could redeem it onto money. If that money gets lost, he doesn't have to replace it with new money. Now, Hid Rabbi Shua of Reb Tzadik, Rabbi Shua and Reb Tzadik give edus, they give testimony about a Messiah they had from their Rebbeim, Al Pinyon Petach Hamar Shemes, regarding Pinyon Petach Hamar if it died, She'ein Kan L'Kayin Klom, the Kayin doesn't get anything. Now, we have another Machlaikes, which is just a continuation of this whole discussion. Mes Petach Hamar, let's say the donkey itself died before the sheep that was designated for the pidyon was given over. So Reb Lezer says, Yikaver, just bury the donkey, umotrapan asishal tle. And the owner of the donkey is allowed to benefit from the tle. He does not have to give it over to the kain, because just like Reb Lezer said before, that if the sheep died before it was given to the kain, the owner has to provide a new one. That means that for all intents and purposes, it's considered the owner's, it's not the kain's. So too, if the petach hamar died, the firstborn donkey died before the sheep was given over, that sheep could be kept by the owner and he doesn't have to give it to the kain because it's not the kain's. Whereas Chamer and Chamer say that no, ain't kaver. It doesn't have to be buried because it's considered redeemed, so it's perfectly mutter to use, and he's allowed to feed it to his dogs or whatever it is. But that sheep does have to be given to the kain. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin. What about the following? Loi Ratzalif Daisai. Fel does not want to redeem his firstborn donkey for whatever reason. He doesn't want to give up a sheep, or maybe he doesn't have a sheep, or he doesn't have the money. He doesn't want to give it to the kain. Bottom line is he doesn't want to redeem the petach hamar. What does he do? Arfai bekayfetz me'achrav. He chops it on the back of the neck with an axe. Vekayver, and then he has to bury it because Asar Banoik, he can't benefit from it. However, Mitzvah's Pediyah, Kedemus L'Mitzvah Sarifa, the mitzvah of redeeming it with a sheep, that comes before the mitzvah of chopping in the back of the neck. If a person comes to his Rav and he says, Rabbi, I want to do the most lechatchila thing possible, should I chop it on the back of the neck with an axe, or should I be paid it with a sheep? So he'd be told, you should be paid it. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, V'im loy sifde va'araftoi. And if he doesn't redeem it, so he chops it on the back of the neck, which means redeeming it is lechatchila, that's the first thing he should do. If he doesn't do that for whatever reason, so then it gets chopped on the back of the neck. Now, once we have this concept of kadima, of when we have two things that could be done, that one of them precedes the other, pediyah before arifa, we have a number of other cases that we find throughout the Torah. Mitzvah ye'ida kodemus l'mitzvah pediyah. The mitzvah of marrying her comes before the mitzvah of redeeming her. The Torah teaches us about an amaha ivriya, a Jewish maidservant. This tells us that a father is allowed to sell his daughter as a Jewish maidservant. She has to be very young, only a certain age. There's a number of different conditions that have to be met, but the bottom line is, the Torah tells us that her master should marry her. That's called Ye'ida. And the Torah also says that he should accept pidyon money for her. He should accept redemption money to let her go free. So that's what the Mishnah just told us, is that marrying her actually proceeds and is the more lechatchila to accepting redemption money for her. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Asher lo ya'ada v'hefta. If he didn't marry her, so then he should accept redemption money. Another din of kedima, mitzvah yibum kedemus mitzvah chalitza. Yibum comes before chalitza. We know that when we have two brothers, let's say Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven's married to Leah, and then Reuven sadly dies without children, Shimon, the brother, has a mitzvah to marry Leah. That's the mitzvah of Yibum, and that's in order to perpetuate his brother's name in this world. When he has children, that's considered in a way that it's his brother's children. However, if he doesn't want to do Yibum, he does Chalitza, and that severs the bond between them. So Mishnah just told us that Yibum, marrying the widow, is more l'chatchila than Chalitza. However, Barishain originally, Shahayu Mischavan L'Shem Mitzvah, that their whole kavana was they want to do the mitzvah of Yibum. So that's great. But v'achshav now, she'ein mischavan l'shem mitzvah, people don't have kavanah for mitzvah. They either just want to inherit their brother's wealth, or perhaps their brother's wife is good looking, so that's why he wants to marry her. But he doesn't have in mind that he wants to do the mitzvah of Yibum. Amru the Chachamim said, mitzvah chalitza kedemus l'mitzvah Yibum. It's actually preferable to chalitza and not Yibum. And that's why nowadays we never hear of Yibum. We only do chalitza. And while as din, it has to do with the person being makdish something that they own, they donated to the Beis HaMikdash. Now there is ability to be paid to redeem it. So as the Mishnah tells us, mitzvah's geula ba'ad Adon, the mitzvah of Geula, of redeeming that which was donated to the Beis HaMikdash, that's what the master, the original one who's Makdashet, and who Kaidim L'chal Adam, he comes before everyone else. Shemar the Pasuk says, Vim Lo Yigael Vinim Karbar Kacha, that if it wasn't redeemed by the original owner, so then it's sold to somebody else for its value. But we see the L'chatchila is that the original owner is the one who redeems it. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Beis Mishnah Aleph, going on to discuss the second topic, the second category of Bechairis, namely a firstborn kosher animal and what's done with it. And that actually takes up the majority of the Masechta. But for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.